Ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I am accompanied by some very, very special guests today. I have Mr. Billy Young and the whole, most of the team, some of the team of Devious Eye Entertainment here.
Just three of us.
Yeah, just three of you, but I'm sure there's like 20 of you guys, right?
Roughly.
They're here to show us their new video game, which is called Rivery. It has a Biden line to it. I forget what it's called.
The Awoken.
The Awoken. There you go. And they're here to show it off, finally. We had a conversation before at the Clearwater Comic Con when you were just showing off the
we were showing just basically
just the graphics and the sound.
Centerpiece showing off kind of like what the world is and
right,
stuff that's
right.
Still kind of what we have here for you, but it is the first time that you will be able to see this public, so you're the first one to get to show this public.
Well, not only me, everybody here at Geek Culture Congress is going to be the first one to see this, right?
Yeah. exactly.
Hopefully later on I'll get joined by Joy Franchise. He has to go do some on-air stuff, so he was just here a little while ago, so he wants to try out the game too as well. But we're going to fire it up, right? And we're going to try it out. First off, before we fire it up, let's talk about more. I know we talked about it before. We did a quick interview at Clearwater Comic Con. But just in case for anybody who missed out, why don't you give us a little background on Devious Eye Entertainment first. Anything that you guys have worked on before and stuff like that. And then also, let's talk about the inspiration for Rivery.
All right. So, Devious Eye Entertainment, we started 3 years ago.
Okay.
We were just a small little group of five people, and we grew. We've had our, just like any other business, we've had our road bumps, we've had our hiccups. But we have been working on this for 3 years. And the nice thing about it is we're not just a video game company. We are an entertainment company. And actually, as a gift for having us here, I brought you all of our music albums that are released.
All right.
So you can play that whenever you want and share it with everybody.
Cool.
We only have one music artist, which oddly enough is me.
But it's nothing wrong with that.
It's electronic music. I go by the artist name of Zombie in a Jar.
Nice.
So you can enjoy that. But besides that, we're an entertainment company. So we are essentially doing things in all aspects of entertainment. Video games is just kind of my forte. It's what I went to school for. So it's kind of where we're starting as far as our biggest project. And I would say with what we have accomplished in 3 years, I would say we are definitely on the move to bigger and better things as far as moving forward.
Very cool. Very cool. So Rivery.
Yep.
Let's talk about it. The inspiration for the game, what jumped into your brain to decide, want to make a survival horror game,
so,
and I can make it better than anybody else.
The inspiration for it is actually kind of funny. It was me sitting on a couch in a very creepy house for a week, and just one night I'm sitting there, and I will not lie, I was listening to Marilyn Manson.
Well, that'll do it.
And reading about weird psychiatric wards and all these places that closed down that could potentially be haunted, as well as reading about the Russian sleep experiment. And something just clicked in my head when I put all those things together, and essentially we ended up with what Rivery is. And what you have with this first game is it's actually the first of three games. So the game is actually designed to set you up with the world more than the characters. So as you play through the game, and as people come acquainted to the game and all the live action stuff we have, because we have a lot of live action stuff that's incorporated with it.
Right.
It's really giving you the perspective of you're living in this world, and the world is really what's going to evolve around you as you play the sequel and then finally the final game in the trilogy.
Very cool. Very cool. I like it so far. So let's fire it up.
All right.
Are we ready to fire it up? You had some news for us too and all that good stuff. Do you want to share that now? Or you want to get into the game first?
We are partnered with Microsoft and Nintendo. We are going to be pushing our game to those platforms. As far as the other platforms that are out there, we actually just began talks yesterday with Sony to push the game to PlayStation, as well as something with Google Stadia. So what we are basically trying to accomplish is we want to release the game on all platforms, as well as we have a VR version that we are working on.
That's going to be intense, especially with some some PlayStation 4 VR and or some Oculus Rift or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We actually have the Oculus Rift software development kit. So we've been playing with it a little bit with that. We can actually get it fired up and running in VR, but it does, at the point that it's at now, it does only run for like 10 minutes and then it crashes because it creates the world three-dimensional. So it makes it so the world's around you, which makes it definitely a challenge.
So, okay, so this part that we're looking at right here, this is the intro part?
This is essentially where you'll be starting. Okay. So the setting of Reverie in its entirety takes place at a mental institution known as Mount Moira Hospital.
All right.
You are currently at Mount Moira Hospital, and the way that this first game kind of plays is it's all based on your character's perception of reality.
Okay.
So basically, you start out here out front of the nice little hospital, and you are free to roam everywhere because there's no loading screens. What you're in for is there are four monsters. They are in the world. Right now, they are not programmed. They are just standing there in a stagnant pose.
I see.
This is more or less, you can just kind of walk around and see the world in its entirety because the world is, I would say, about 98% complete.
Okay, very cool.
So, yeah, whenever you want to.
All right, yeah, that's great. So let's see. All right, so I got my controller here, my Xbox USB controller here.
Also, and, you can't look up and down. So,
we had
an issue with programming the actual.
No looking up and down, but left and right's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And is there any other controls here that I need to know about?
Nope. Just walking.
Just walking? Ooh. Okay.
There will be, when you actually play the game, there will be a mechanic with a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like an insider tip for everybody. That mechanic will be used to essentially stun the monsters.
There's a slight delay here, but I can actually look at my laptop that's recording the video now.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, navigate myself here. Let's talk to your guests, fellow programmers here. What's your name? Sorry?
My name's Andrea.
Andrea, welcome to Geek Culture Congress. What did you work on in Reverie here?
Thank you. I was helping with Unity Build.
Okay.
Putting some of the assets into the map.
Okay. As well as, so like the objects and stuff like that, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Some of the piecing together.
Mm-hmm.
And then also doing run-throughs and another team member who is not with us currently.
Okay.
So I would go to the map, run through it, give tips to her as to what needs to be patched up, and then she would go ahead and do the patchwork.
Okay. And then also your friend here. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Hi there. I'm Jenna.
Jenna. Nice to meet you, Jenna. Welcome to Geek Culture Congress. And tell us what you were working on here for the Reverie Project.
For the Reverie Project, I'm actually a little bit newer to the team. I haven't done much with this game in particular.
I like that little creepiness of moving there. the object, that shadow there. Sorry. Keep going. Sorry. What else were you working on? Sorry.
Oh, I'm one of the spots for our I'm one of the hosts for our E spot.
So you have like a podcast too?
It's a show. It's a YouTube show that we've been doing.
Yeah.
She's one of our newer hosts for it. We also have another host. Her name is Alex, but you can always catch their episodes every Monday and Friday.
All right. Very cool. Very, very, very cool. So welcome. And okay, so I'm in this. What is this? Is like a hospital?
So right now, you're actually in the mansion part of the hospital.
Okay.
Basically, if you go straight there, you're going to loop back around to where you were.
Uh-huh.
So if you take that left, that's going to take you farther into the game.
Okay. And is there things to pick up yet?
The entire world will be interactive. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to actually open and close all of those cabinets, all the drawers that you come across, the doors. Those are a key item there. Make sure you always close the doors. Because this game's gameplay is very
Am I a child? Because I feel like I'm low.
Another issue we're having right now is when we actually render out the build.
Which is okay, I guess. If I'm a 10-year-old, I guess it's okay, right?
When we render out the build of the game, it actually, for some reason right now, it is rendering you as a child. you shouldn't be rendered as a child, but it's something we're working on.
Right.
As we go more into like the programming and in depth with like the VR and stuff, we'll be able to get that kind of hammered out so we don't have these issues of being small.
All right. So I'm just trying to get out here, right?
Yeah. So there's a dark room there to your left that's just completely dark, and I believe it's actually still empty right now. But there will be a key thing that goes on in that room when you come up to it in the actual game.
Okay.
So if you go back out and you keep walking down the hallway, you will actually start to transition from this scene that you're in to our hospital scene.
Okay, very cool. All right, so let's do that. Now, for anybody who like wants to like do something like this, give them the pains, the growing pains of actually trying to do take on some a project like this. Just you know, in a nutshell, without giving the whole game away for free.
So my whole team is essentially made up of people who this is their first time doing anything like this.
Okay, very cool.
I am the only one that went to school for it. The only other person who is familiar with any of this is our creative director, Paul.
Right.
He started school for game design, and then he actually left school for game design to do film. So he is going to be heading up our film division once we get that up and rolling.
Okay, very cool.
But it was quite a challenge, just getting everybody kind of trained and taught on how this all works and how to make things happen.
Right.
We did, from day one, we have jumped through three different engines to get to where we're at now. This is actually our fourth engine we're working with, which is Unity.
Okay.
We started with the CryEngine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started using a modified version of the Doom 3 engine.
Like Unreal, kind of?
Well, Unreal was after that.
Right. Oh, okay.
And then we had a mechanic we were going to use that was actually going to be like a cell phone mechanic, and it wouldn't actually work in Unreal. So then we jumped to Unity, and then all that changed since we've been doing so much more with the game.
Okay.
The game is, I would say the game is probably six times bigger than what it was originally supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. I like this creepiness here. There's like empty beds. I guess there's more that's going to be added here, so it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to leave that to everybody's imagination.
And you actually have a second floor there, too.
Oh, okay.
So you could actually go upstairs.
Now, if
you take a look at that right there, it says edit text here.
That's fine.
So that actually is there because we did launch Kickstarter.
Right.
You saw it when we launched it.
Right.
We pulled it down. We are actually going to relaunch that Kickstarter in August.
Okay.
And we want to kind of hype people up and get them excited for it, because if you join our Kickstarter, our Patreon, or you are, you know, contributing to us in some way, we will have every one of those in the game will have something designed by you.
Oh, very cool. I like that. It's very cool. Okay, so this is my first part going up the other floor. Okay. Very cool. Of course, anybody watching this is an unfinished product. We're getting a really raw behind-the-scenes look at this game right now. So you just get a feel for the graphics and the texture of the game that, Reverie is going to be when it's finally done. You know, this is just a teaser for, you know,
what's to come.
What's to come, yes.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. So, I mean, it looks really good, besides the build obviously is not done yet, but, you know, that's why it's taking me a little while to turn. But, the graphics look great. It looks really creepy. It looks really ominous, you know, the setting, you know.
Wait till you walk up on one of our monsters.
all right, cool. Am I going the right way here? Let's see, because I'm just going in between some rooms here. All right.
These are just mainly rooms. Now, room there, it's going to have a key item in it once the game is fully playable.
Okay.
And there's actually a mirror image of that room on the other side of the entire map.
Very cool.
And basically, in both of those rooms, there will be a flashlight. I'll give that away to everybody right now. There'll be a flashlight. Each flashlight does something different to the monsters. So the gameplay for the monsters is it's very much run away, hide and seek. That's why I said you want to make sure you close doors. The monsters cannot open the doors.
So
you run into a room, you close the door, give it a little bit, the monster will stop basically.
Am I going the right way here?
Yeah, go back downstairs.
Okay, we're downstairs.
I mean, I can guide you if you want, or I can just let you wander.
Yeah. for the show's sake, just to, because now everybody's just going to see me wandering around.
All right, let's show you a monster.
Is this a monster?
No. Turn around and go back down the stairs.
Okay.
We'll go see a monster.
All right.
I'll show you my favorite one. so far. So there will be 10 monsters in the game. All 10 monsters will be able to roam the entire map freely.
Okay.
So they can come after you anywhere except for out in the front lawn where you start.
Uh-huh.
And the reason for that is because there will actually be a door that you will have to open once you get into that.
Right.
And when you get into that door, that will essentially open that door so they can all start roaming.
Okay.
So
I'm lost now, so you got to help me now.
Go back to the main room that you were just in.
All right.
And then if you take the right,
And
go down the stairs.
Of course, there's going to be like some kind of heads up kind of thing, maybe, just to show you that you've been there already? Or no, not quite.
The sense of direction, you will have a map in the game.
I see.
But it'll kind of be up to you to kind of keep an eye on like your sense of direction as far as where you've been and stuff.
Right.
You will have an interactive option with the map to actually mark like key locations.
Okay, that's cool.
As well as there'll be key items you have to find, which will be ticked off on the map as well to let you know that you found the item in that area.
Okay.
All the way down that hall.
Very cool.
Which it is out rendering everything. So that's what the game looks like when it's not rendering stuff.
Very cool. Okay, so that was a quick load, right?
Actually, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it did put you where I was trying to get you. So now you're in the morgue.
Fair enough. Cool.
Which you weren't supposed to be able to drop into it like that, but hey, you're in the morgue.
Very convenient.
Elevators right now don't work, but go back the other way because there's a way out the other way. I'm going to lead you to my favorite monster now because he's actually down on the other side of the morgue.
This
one? If you follow that path, it's going to lead you into our bunker. Then you're going to take the left. You're going to go inside here.
Oh, there was something on the floor there. What was that? Oh.
You go out that door. And you're going to want to go that way.
All right.
That is a good test, too, because that fan's supposed to be spinning. So I know I have to fix that fan's animation. All right, take this right. And go all the way down the hallway.
This is a room now. All the way down the hallway? Okay. Of course, in these rooms, there's going to be stuff for them to find. And,
oh, yeah.
And clues or whatever, or little things, or just scenes or something like that. All right, down the stairs. What else we got going on here? I like the darkness. It looks really creepy. I like the lightning flashes, too.
But if you keep going straight, this room here.
Okay.
Kind of like another little giveaway. This room will be very important in the game.
Okay.
There will be a reason you want to come to this room. But now if you double back.
Right.
You're going to see how big this is.
It's pretty big already. All right. Let's see what else here. So down this way. Back up. Okay. Where am I going now?
You can go straight back to where we were with the fan.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
And just so everybody knows, the reason why the roof wasn't loading and stuff, that all has to do with a rendering option that's known as occlusion.
Ah, okay.
So go to your right. You're going to go down this far hallway.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So right now you're in the bunker, and you are currently walking to leave the bunker, and you're going to actually end up in our prison area. And right now, the entireness... Oh, there's some more occlusion issues. The entirety of where you are right now is actually underground.
Okay.
And that definitely shouldn't be doing that. But that's, like I said, it's occlusion stuff. It's things we have to go back and fix.
I see. It's there. It's just a little rendering thing.
The reason why it's actually doing that is it's actually rendering those bars as solid material.
I see.
So anything on the other side isn't loading because the player isn't on the other side. Therefore, it's... giving you that weird
very cool
effect.
Okay, so where am I going now?
Hold on, I'm turned around myself now. Yeah, we can go down here.
Okay.
I think this connects to the other part of the prison.
Oh, down here. Oh, doesn't let me there.
Yeah, we can't get through that door. All right.
Okay.
So let's go back up.
Very cool. I like those flashes. make the lightning go off there when you fix it. All right, so down this way. Okay, there's some more lightning. Nice.
Go down that hallway.
Right here?
Nope.
No?
Now we can't go back down. Okay. Let's go up the stairs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just trapped ourselves.
Did we?
Oh. Yep, trapped ourselves.
Like I said, we do this show live to tape, ladies and gentlemen. So while he reboots us here, I like the way it's looking right now. The way it's looking right now is really, really, really cool. So as you can see, it's not a finished product. That's why we're going to be working on a Kickstarter and all that stuff. So we can make it happen. Everything that you guys need to invest in it so you get it on the platforms and all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And let's see. All right. All right. We're going to reload here. All right. Let's see how fast I can do this now. This is the beginning. So when you start this game off, you're starting literally like you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so
what objects do you start off with? Nothing. Ideally, where you're going to
start off with
if it's nothing or just
nothing. You get up and it's basically like, why are you here? Our voice actress, because you are playing as a female character.
Okay.
She will basically be like, what am I doing here? Like, and then it just goes from there. And okay. It's basically like trying to figure out what her connection is with this entire hospital, with this place. What's her history here? And why is the world, as you see it in the game, perceived the way it is? Because it's being perceived how she sees it.
Right. So it's more apocalyptic kind of?
Kind of, sort of.
Apocalyptic as far as just this house.
Let's just say there's
more behind the story than
the guy in charge.
Yeah.
Did a lot of experiments.
I see.
And let's just say the experiments came to life.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
And they're not too happy.
And they're not very happy at all.
Nor friendly.
That's how they usually are. Okay. So give me right or left?
Yep. Go to the left.
Oh, left. Okay.
Maybe this time the occlusion won't delete the hallway.
Let's see here. I have your website is on the video version of this, but for anybody listening on the audio only stream, go ahead and give them the website and all the
all
the socials and stuff like that so they can follow you guys and keep up on the development of this game.
So you can go to DVSI.com and you can actually see everything on our website, from our team members to the game's page to our show eSpot. And if you actually go there tomorrow, it's there today, but it won't work. But if you go there tomorrow, you can actually sign up for our alpha.
Okay.
So our alpha will be taking place in July.
All right.
There is a countdown timer on the game page. Mm-hmm. And basically what the alpha will be
Straight, okay.
The alpha will essentially be exactly what you're doing now.
Okay.
So what we're asking is you guys in the community to go ahead and walk our world.
Okay, very cool.
And tell us where we have issues. So I'm sure you noticed as you're walking down some of the hallways, you could see through the wall. You can see like some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Things that aren't occlusion based, because we'll definitely have a better build for you guys as far as the occlusion. So we won't have just disappearing things happening.
Right.
But just random things that you see that just seem out of place, maybe, you know, and I'll be honest, you'll probably be a child size going through it. I'm not going to lie there, but, you definitely won't be a child size when it comes to the final product. But sign up for the alpha. We will be choosing people for the alpha, and the alpha will, once you sign up, you will get more details on everything that goes into the alpha. And see, now it didn't occlude it and disappear, so there's your staircase you wanted to get to.
Okay.
So now I can direct you. I'll direct you to one monster real quick, and then I'll direct you to the other one.
All right, cool.
Ladies, what's our other social medias? I'm doing all the talk.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Chime in. Chime in anytime you guys want, okay?
Yeah, we have...
Where am I going? Left or right? Sorry.
I'll go to the left.
Okay.
We have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/DVSI.
Okay.
Where we have our eSpots listed there, as well as we have different tiers, and different tiers will get you all different goodies.
Up here, take a right.
Okay.
You can check it out to see what those goodies are.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Also, so here's our first monster. He looks lovely.
Okay. So does he have a name yet or anything you want to share yet? You want to not spoil that yet?
Can't spoil that.
All right.
He is actually connected to one of our live action characters. And okay. There'll be more on that. If you sign up for the alpha, you'll get to know that stuff sooner than anybody else.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. So will you have like a life bar, or you'll know when you're dying or not?
The
or?
Screen on the edge will start to turn red, and eventually it'll get darker and darker and darker until it just goes black.
Until
if you die, you
until
will start.
Into your monster food.
Exactly. So you will, if they should get you, mm-hmm. you will start at the very beginning all over again outside.
That there, will I? Song in. So the other monster, how far is he?
Not too far.
Okay.
We can get there fairly quick, actually.
Right. Sorry, my other computer that's recording audio decided to go to sleep.
So if you go back out right, the so main door
right
where he was.
Okay.
And I think... Nope. Keep going straight.
Oh, straight? Okay.
And I believe it's this right.
Very cool.
Yeah, so this is going to take you back down to the prison.
All right.
Which I'm sure everybody will see that the... ceiling was missing there.
Nah.
That's the type of things we want you guys to look at for the alpha. But like I said, there'll be more information on that when people sign up.
Very cool.
And like I said, signups will be tomorrow right on our website on the games page.
All right, right here.
Speaking of website and social.
Yeah, and socials,
have,
yeah.
Besides the Patreon, we also have our Twitter, DVSI Entertainment, and then we have Instagram as well. And of course, our Facebook, DVSI Entertainment. You can always like the page and follow us. That way you can get updates on the website and on Facebook too.
Where am I going? Sorry. Okay, down here, right?
Yep, down.
All right. Now where am I going?
Straight.
Straight? Okay.
And on Facebook and Instagram, we have little sneak peeks. We have screenshots.
Go off there to the left.
Featuring some of our monsters too.
Nope, keep going down the hallway.
Oh, so you have some images of the monsters already?
Mm-hmm. Yep. On Facebook, Instagram. I believe there's some on Twitter, too. But we have screenshots of the world, good creepy ones, as well as some of the monsters that are both in this playable experience here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And ones that are yet to come.
Very cool. All right. Where am I going now? Oh, that's the one
I
didn't let me
go through there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this where the next guy is? I can't go through there yet.
Well,
it's all right. I think the one monster you showed me, that was cool. It was very cool.
if you go back, I can take you to see the one in the garden.
All right, one more, and then we'll probably wrap it up here. Let's see where. Okay, so out of here?
Nope, keep going straight.
Going straight? Okay.
And you get back to the stairs.
Okay, those up. Little creepy stairs? These little ones?
Yep. Nope.
No?
Back out there.
Okay.
I'll take you to see the garden monster.
All right. Let's do it.
A lovely stroll in the garden, if you will.
So our garden is actually our most graphically demanding area.
Okay.
What you saw at Clearwater.
Yes.
And what people
Okay.
And so what people got to see at Largo.
That was the garden?
It looks totally different now.
Ah, okay. Very cool. All right.
You guys saw the first version of
very
it.
Very cool. Because I think I did show that on the previous show. We did some live or whatever, and we did show a little bit of that. So let's show them how it looks now, right?
So
they can see some progress.
That way?
Okay.
And then you're going to turn to the right and go all the way down the hallway.
Which is very cool. So the one in Clearwater, you couldn't even do all this.
Nope.
Yeah, because
it's first time. It's first time everybody's getting to see the entire world.
Exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Exclusive.
Exactly. At Clearwater and Largo, we had just the garden available, and even then, the garden wasn't nearly what it is right now.
Wow.
What you're about to see.
And you guys did a lot of work so far.
Oh, yeah. Constantly moving.
Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. Down this way.
I would say the hardest thing that we have developing this is making the character not this a child. Way? Yeah, keep going straight.
It was always the simplest things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, at this door, you're going to take a left.
Right here?
And that's going to lead you to the garden.
Okay.
So the garden has three entrances. It has an entrance to both hospitals, which you're on the far side now. Directly across from you is the other side. And then over to your left is actually the manor that you were just in, because if you go to the first floor, you can actually come out as well. So as you can see, what you're seeing now, if you just kind of stand there for a moment, there is now what is our day-night cycle. So we actually have a day-night cycle for the game now, so that way you actually can experience the game in the daytime and the nighttime.
Okay.
The daytime right now, if you look, everything has a reddish hue. The sky does not. The sky will when we're done, because the whole point of daytime is to just be red. So all the times that you were walking through all of those other areas and there was the red hue that would just come through,
right,
that's from the daytime. So if you go to your right, go to the right.
Right. Okay. Well, I see. I can see. You can feel it as you're trying to turn all the graphic demands is pulling on the game right now. Okay, so where am I going?
Going down this path.
Oh, down the path? Okay. Okay, this path wasn't here before, right?
It was, but not in the detail it's
I see. Very cool.
And then up those stairs is another one of our monsters.
There he is, waiting for you.
Let's check him out. Oh, yeah. I think I've seen some promo of this one.
Yeah, we got screenshots of him.
Yeah, he's very cool. Very, very cool. And then to make these guys do what you want them to do is another ball game, right?
It's just animation and using a tool known as navigation.
Mm-hmm.
What navigation will allow us to do is navigation will allow us to actually animate them and have them roam the entire map.
Right.
So once they start roaming the entire map, like I said, insider tip, close doors. If you close doors, you'll be safe. They also, just so people don't know, when you have the flashlights, like I said, one will do one specific thing to the monsters and another will do other things to the specific monsters. And see, now you're getting ready to go to nighttime.
Oh,
so
I like
that.
There
goes your day-night cycle.
Okay, very cool. I'm glad we got to show people this part. Yeah.
Yeah, nighttime's my favorite because it definitely shows off the lighting.
Oh, yeah.
But all of that, those buildings and walls and roofs and everything, that all wasn't there when people got to play it at Clearwater and Largo.
Nice.
That's all part of the new.
Wow. Oh, wow. I like that. I like the flashes.
Yeah, we've definitely been moving. And with how quickly we've been moving, I'm really proud of our team, actually, honestly.
This is really impressive. From where the level that you guys were at in Clearwater and where your guys at right now, I mean, that's pretty impressive, you know?
A lot of us, most of us, like Billy was saying earlier, at the beginning of this, is that most of us didn't go to school for this. Yet we pick it up quickly. We're learning.
Very cool.
Teaching each other, self-teaching. So everyone who joins us, they hit the ground running. Like Jenna joined us recently, and she's hit the ground running, just killing it on the e-spot. So
awesome.
People who are picking up Unity, developing the game, they're picking it up. We're moving right along.
Cool.
So,
okay.
You can definitely see it here too.
Yes. No. It looks really good. I mean, you got floating leaves now and everything. The rain was there before, right?
Rain was there before. Rain's a little bit better now than it was. Audio matches the rain that's actually going. If it wasn't having a little bit of a lag, you would actually be able to see that better. Also, when the rain hits the ground, you would see it better than if we didn't have the lag. But we got leaves, particles, flowers. We got an area where you have Sakura flowers floating through the air. So you have all these red things floating through
the air. Nice. I can't wait till it's finally working. So to get you to your goal, you got the Kickstarter starting, right?
It's going to be in August.
August. So anybody who wants to support you in the Kickstarter, Keep visiting Divaside.com. That's your website, right? The regular website.
Divaside.
All your socials that we just plugged in. Let's plug them one more time.
We have Instagram, DVSI, .com/DVSI. We have Twitter, which is DVSI as well. And then we have Facebook, which is DVSI Entertainment. And then we also have our YouTube. If you go to YouTube, just look up DVSI Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Our channel will pop up.
And then the other show, the G-Spot,
E-Spot. It's over on the YouTube page as well. You can also find that on our Patreon and on the website, the DVSI.
Yeah, you can actually watch the latest episode on the website.
So
go to that page.
DVSI.com just to make life simple for yourself, right?
Everything's on there. All the links are on there. We got a couple new things that are fixing to come on there.
Okay. And then the alpha testing starts.
Alpha testing will start. When does it start?
July.
I think it's July 26th.
And that's 26th. PC only, right?
PC only.
Uh-huh.
It's July 26th.
It starts July 26th.
Like I said, signups will go live tomorrow. The form is on our website, but if you fill it out right now, it ain't going to go nowhere.
Okay.
Because we're still actually finalizing the form.
Confidentiality forms, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So basically.
Legalese.
Basically, we're asking if you want to help us finish this, if you want to have a little say in it and have a little part in it. Definitely go on there, sign up tomorrow. We'll close signups. We'll give about a week and we'll probably close signups after a week.
Very cool.
But yeah. And other than that, the only thing that I can say is we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the people who were with us and the people who are with us now.
Very cool.
So publicly on this podcast, I am going to say that if they listen to it or watch it and they see what they're doing, whether a part of this now or part of us back in the day, everybody will be credited in the credits for the game.
Awesome.
So I definitely want to give credit where credit's due.
Very cool, man. That's very cool. So when let's get you back when we have some more progress on the game and when we're ready to start marketing it, right?
Absolutely.
We'll get it on a Switch or a PS4 or whatever it is, the Xbox even.
We'll see if we come back and we'll show you gameplay.
All right. Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. Did we show everybody here everything that we could do here and as far as this build?
Yeah. You can jump if you want to hit. I think if you hit A, you jump. Yeah. You have a little jump.
Yay.
You will be able to jump in the game. You will be able to sprint. Right now, we can't map sprint to a button for some reason.
Baby steps.
Like I said, when the game comes out, always remember flashlight. Uh-huh. And what do I always say?
Oh, this might be giving it away, though.
Just go ahead.
All right. You heard it here.
All right, go ahead.
Blue light. Blue light means bad. Typically in video games, red means bad, but watch out for those blue lights.
All right.
Blue lights mean bad.
Very cool, very cool. Thank you so much for coming by, Billy, and everybody here. DVSI Entertainment. Go check them out right now. DVSI.com. Go support them. Do you want to do the alpha testing, or if you want to help on the Kickstarter, that's all going to be up soon there. DVSI.com, all the socials, everything they're working on. Everything for Reverie, The Awakening. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here on Geek Culture Congress. And let's have you back as soon as we get some gameplay. Even if we just get some progress, let's get you back. Let's show more of it to everyone, okay?
Absolutely.
Now that we know, we can make it happen.
We'll let you be the first one to see our next
one. Awesome, conference. Man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next time, guys. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.